We're just getting it on the tickers. It comes loud and clear. We've got two things you ought to know. One, the Cyprus thing is they have had another attack this morning. And our basic posture is that we're terribly sorry and, of course, think everybody ought to make peace, but we are not going to put public heat on the Turks. It's the Greeks who are really holding Atchison up now, and he and Ball and I all feel very strongly that this is not a time to be self-righteous about the Turks. If that's satisfactory to you, that's the posture we'll continue to hold. We don't know how far this will go from here. It's going into the Security Council, which will probably hold it for a day or two. Atchison is trying his damnedest to get one more message through to Papandreou that he can have 90% of what he wants if he'll just give the Greeks, the Turks, something to save face with. That's really all there is on that one. The Security Council meeting will be about 7 o'clock tonight, and there'll be appeal for ceasefire from everybody, and the Greeks will blame the Turks, and the Turks vice versa. Now, the other one you need to know about is in the Congo, where there's shakiness today in Leopoldville, and we've had a rather panicky request from the ambassador to authorize a flyover of jets from the aircraft carrier Enterprise to try and scare off rebels. We are not disposed to authorize that, and would prefer not to have any U.S. military hand showing there at all. And we'll go back to him in that sense, unless it's against all my expectations you want to have another aircraft carrier in action in another continent this weekend.
No.
Finally, we've got to go into...
Why does he think it...
He thinks that a show of force may strengthen Chambi's hands, but that seems to us the least desirable show of force. We're going to have a couple of cargo planes fly in there, landing things. And, wait for Hyman to get back here tomorrow morning and then go on with the plan that he and Stock have put together, which if we have time enough, it makes pretty good sense. Finally, a small matter, but one which has a certain time energy to it and involves you personally.
Okay.
That's all I've got this minute, unless you've got something.
No.
We have the joint resolution here. You don't want to sign it at the ranch, do you?
No, I don't think so. I think I'll sign it up there and have a little ceremony.
Seems so to me.
Let's try to get...
You want to do that Monday?
Yeah, I think so.
I'll check with Jack.
Talk to Larry and see...
I'll talk to Larry about who ought to come. Would you like to do it in the treaty room?
Yeah.
Over in the mansion?
Yeah.
Television cameras?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll talk to Jack and talk to Larry. Do you care which time of day?
No. No, I'd say early in the morning if they don't have anything else, 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Okay, fine. You're coming definitely tomorrow night. Is that the plan?
Oh, gosh, I forgot about that. I might come Monday and get there by lunch, but
Well, there's no reason to schedule this till the afternoon, Mr. President.
All right, that's all right. Yeah, do it in the afternoon.
I'm all for you not coming till Monday morning unless things get much tougher.
All right, let's do it in the afternoon then.
Okay.
Anything else?
That's all I think I have, Mr. President. You got any other problems?
Get him out of there. Oh, well, maybe you can't. Wait just a second. Go ahead. What'd you say, Mac?
That's all I have, I think.
Okay.
Right there.